Las Vegas was sitting down in the sort of the valley, I suppose, with a ring of mountains all around, and that we had flown into that little small opening in the mountains. I was very surprised and would not have been nearly so brave had I seen it coming, I'm sure.
That sounds like an interesting trip. Do you ever go like to the coast or around here to the other?
Have gone to Galveston, and my husband's home is in Waco. We go there fairly often in Middle Texas, or Central Texas. But we have taken a number of short trips for things that would be of interest to the whole family.
Well, tell me about your parents. Your father, you said, ran the...
Yes, my father was born on a ranch or farm about 12 miles north of Huntsville. He was the youngest surviving child in a family of four. His parents were both Walker County natives also. Their parents also were Walker County natives. So my family has been here since about 1834 or something like that. They had a farm and ranch, and then when the children got old enough to go to school, the older children in the family did attend a little community school that was out near their farm. But my father's parents were very concerned that the children in the family would receive a good education. So they came to town and bought a boarding house. And my grandmother lived in town with the children, and they went to school. My grandfather stayed out on the farm, and then the family would be together on the weekends. And my father attended Sam Houston also. He did not graduate. He lacked 3 hours completing a degree, which didn't seem to bother him at all. I never did understand how he could have let that degree be so close.
So what was the name of the school then?
Which school?
Sam Houston, was it?
Oh, let's see. Daddy was there in 1925 or 6, along in that period. And I'm not sure when it changed to Sam Houston State College, State Teachers College, from Sam Houston Normal Institute. It may have still been Normal Institute at that time. I should know that from my study of the history of this area, but I do not.
What was he? Was he majoring in agriculture or something? Rwanda?
No, he had, I suppose, the most hours in industrial arts. He enjoyed woodworking and was very good at it. But and he had taken some business courses. But he certainly did not take agriculture in college at all. One time, this is one of my favorite stories. Daddy was an interesting young man and evidently was very popular, and he had an old T model Ford, and I'm sure you have become familiar with the long stairs leading up to Old Main at the college. Well, my daddy drove his T model Ford down those steps one night. Well, my grandfather found out about it and decided daddy was not applying himself properly at the college, so he made him come home, and he told daddy that he thought living out on the farm was really probably what he needed to do and was best suited for. And he suggested a neighboring country woman a few years older than Daddy that would probably be a suitable wife for him, since he wasn't interested in an education anyway. And on top of that, he made Daddy plow all the next day, which wouldn't have been so bad, but he made Daddy pull the plow. And the next day, Daddy came right on back to school and did much better after that.
Well, his occupation, though, was one of this.
Yes. After he quit school,